to follow him. Now, I carry in my wallet a picture of my hero. Jesus is my hero, understand. But this is the disciple who's my hero. Name is Jonathan. Jonathan took my Bible class 3 years running, same class. I don't think he earned 10 points in 3 years. I remember the first year Holland Christian moved to what we call inclusive ed. It scared me to death. I mean, people are talented to work with people with those kind of... So somebody came and said, you're going to have Jonathan. What do you say to a kid with Down syndrome? He walked in the first day. RVL, I'm in your class. I know. I smiled, not inside. Where may I sit? Wherever you want. May I sit in front? Yes. Sat in that same seat. First one in, almost always last one out, every day for 3 years. First day. Okay, guys, we're going to pray every day and ask God for stuff. I need a volunteer to keep track of what we pray. Let's see what God does with it. Jonathan raised his hand. John, you can't read. I had the presence of mind to say to the young lady next to him, would you help him? Yeah. He didn't forget a prayer request in 3 years. That kid would come back a year later and say, how's your cousin? My cousin? What's the matter with my cousin? Well, we prayed for her. Oh, yeah, she's good. He would come to me and say, RVL, Linda's crying. Somebody should sit by her because she's alone and she's hurt. RVL, you look sad today. Can I go get you some water? RVL, somebody hasn't been here in 3 days. Should we send a card? I've never met anybody more like Jesus than this kid with Down syndrome. He showed me day after day after day what it was like to be like the rabbi. He will change less in heaven than most of the folks in this room. Oh, he's going to look a little different. But he's way ahead of me. About three times a week, usually the appropriate place, he'd raise his hand. RVL, I love Jesus so much, don't you? I do, John. I just don't have the guts to say it. I love this kid. He's looking for disciples, not converts. That's a phenomenally important first step. Not members. That can be a great tool. Not mature Bible knowledge Christians. That's really, he wants people who are like him. And the only way that happens, and I ran out of time, is if you live with him. I had a teacher. My Jewish teachers got really animated when they talked about discipleship, especially if anything Christian came up, because they think we cheapen it. I think they're right, but... And he said, I'm sure he was talking to me, but he didn't look at me. He said, any Christian who calls himself or herself a disciple of Jesus and doesn't read the four Gospels at least once a week is a liar. You couldn't possibly know Jesus well enough to be like him if you didn't read the Gospels once a week. Now, aside from the fact, does he have any right to say that? How you doing? When's the last time you read any of them? Try something. Read one gospel a month for the next year. Start March 1 with Matthew. For 1 year, read a gospel a month. You will not be the same person by March 1 of 05. Listen to the Gospel of Mark. Jesus chose the 12 in order that,